electrical system is telling it to run, but your niece is too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
January 29th, 2023. I am Johnny Delirious, Master Survivor, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. I've been a professional in the health industry for over 40 years, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.com and automatically donate $5 or more a month. It's so easy, and that will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can go to and just call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3:00 Central Standard Time. And if you're only on a computer, just go to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, and scroll down to Studio B, Sunday at 3:00 Central Standard Time, and hear Dr. Johnny live. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most importantly, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. One of the first things the Republican-controlled House is supposed to do is to instigate an investigation into the FBI. Dr. Johnny's here to tell you it could not happen soon enough. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General under the Biden administration, who is a puppet and has his strings pulled by Barack Obama behind the scenes, had ordered the rogue FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago a few months ago last year, and is now out arresting U.S. Marines. I can't make this stuff up. The deep state is really desperate and getting reckless when the U.S. Marines really get into a blazing firefight nearly with corrupt federal agents this past Thursday afternoon when four FBI desperados arrived at Camp Pendleton's gates claiming to have arrest warrants for two Marines who had peacefully visited the Capitol on January 6. The Fed's unwanted appearance marks the second time this week Merrick Garland's Gestapo came hunting for active duty Marines whose only motives for visiting Washington on January 6th were to protest the stolen election and render aid to injured persons. FBI agents on Tuesday unlawfully arrested three Marines, Merrick Comer, stationed at Camp Pendleton, Joshua Abbott at Fort Meade, and Dodge Dale Holland at Camp Lejeune. All three were arrested off-post and charged with misdemeanors. After their arrest, the feds tried to sow discord and paranoia within the Marine Corps, claiming without evidence that fellow Marines aided their investigation and helped identify suspects. My source in General Eric M. Smith's office refuted their assertions. No loyal Marine would help criminal DOJ. The Marines were taken into custody. Are good Marines. Yes, they were at the Capitol, but they entered the building after they saw people getting trampled and gave medical help. Their only so-called crime was putting a MAGA hat on a statue. These Marines saved lives. Following their arrest, General Smith's office issued a bulletin warning all active duty Marines that the Department of Justice is engaged in a witch hunt to find any Marine who may have been in or near Washington, D.C. January 6th. The office also notified retired Marines for whom it had addresses or phone numbers. The notice cautioned Marines to be wary of their surroundings while off post because malevolent federal agents were likely surveilling bars, nightclubs, and shopping centers. It also suggested the feds might use attractive women making advances to have a honey trap to capture these Marines. The FBI is probably skulking in towns and cities near our installations, but less probable the cowards will have the audacity to show their faces at our homes. But, oh, they'll set up a honey trap for them. They'll love that. To be clear, on Thursday afternoon, two black Lincoln Navigators pulled up to Camp Pendleton's San Luis Rey Gate, one of the eight guarded access points. The occupants approached the Marine sentries and identified themselves as FBI agents, saying they had federal arrest warrants for two Marines on base. General Smith's office asked to withhold the Marines' names, of course, but we can say one is a master gunnery sergeant and the other is a second lieutenant. The four aggressive feds gave the sentries an ultimatum. Deliver the Marines or they'll enter Camp Pendleton to find them. My source told me you don't say those kind of things to Marines. Marines don't take kindly to threats, especially from the criminal FBI. The gate guards gave their warning, told the feds they could turn around and leave, or they could take their best shot at getting inside. One fed reportedly told the lead sentry that Merrick Garland had given him the authority to arrest two Marines by any means necessary and moved his hand toward his holster sidearm on his right hip, showing it. He found himself staring at the business end of the guard's rifle. The sentries, my source said, reminded the FBI that Camp Pendleton housed 42,000 Fed-hating Marines. General Smith became aware of the unfolding crisis. He has a strong irreverence for the Feds, and the gate guards were told we wouldn't surrender anyone to their custody. The Feds didn't like that and got highly agitated, causing a standoff that lasted about 15 minutes. The sentries keeping their weapons trained on the FBI agents said, "You're advised to de-escalate, get in your vehicles, and leave," the sentry reportedly told the FBI agents. "You're advised to de-escalate, get in your vehicles, and leave." Finally, the feds caved in, although they climbed aboard their SUVs and left. And the feds shouted through an open window, "We'll be back!" And the guards shouted back, "And we'll be here waiting." In closing, my source at General Smith's office said that any feds caught arresting Marines will be treated as enemy combatants. The White Hats have been arresting more of the deep state criminals, taking them to Gitmo for military tribunal. When judgment is made, the treasonous traitors are put to death. Earlier this week, the illegitimate Biden administration director of National Economic Council, Brian Deese, was hanged Wednesday afternoon after a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay convicted him of treason for sabotaging the nation's food supply. As I reported earlier on this show, U.S. Marines on January 5th arrested Deese following a three-month probe that showed he had intentionally manufactured a food crisis that inflated the cost of poultry and eggs. A sworn statement of probable cause alleged that Deese instructed the Food Safety and Inspection Service, FSIS, which oversees poultry industry, to kill tens of millions of hens under the pretext of curbing avian influenza. He made it up. Said there was a bird flu and to kill all those hens. On Wednesday, a handcuffed Deese wearing an orange jumpsuit, invoking the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent after reiterating his innocence and telling Vice Admiral Crandall that history would vindicate any actions I may or may not have taken to preserve the sanctity of the United States of America, he pompously, in smugness, told the Admiral. "Think what you wish," Vice Admiral Crandall said. "Here you are an enemy combatant. You are in Gitmo, the spa." He called the prosecution's first and only witness, Paul Ketzler. Deputy Administrator of the KSIS, Ketchler, appeared over a Zoom call and was wearing a white jumpsuit while sitting at what looked like a Camp Delta detention cell. An armed Marine lurked behind. It's unclear why he was not physically in court when he's just hundreds of yards away in another facility, but he couldn't make it to court. Ketchler testified that he and Deese conspired to artificially inflate egg prices to the point where grocery shoppers would either pay unreasonable prices or go without. Eggs are a staple. We know that people would still buy regardless of cost, and knew that would worsen a shortage, and that shortage will drive prices higher still. Don't think it's just about eggs and poultry. There's an ongoing administration effort to deprive people of food and create Venezuela-like inflation right here, right now, Ketchler said. Vice Admiral Crandall then said, let's focus on what's in your wheelhouse. So did you approach Deese, or was it the other way around? Ketchler blamed Deese. He said Deese had already devised a plan when he approached him in 2022, early on in the year. He needed FSIS for it to work. The gist of it was, he said, meaning FSIS, Food Safety and Inspection Service, went to some of the greatest and largest egg-laying farms for routine inspections. We told owners we'd found evidence of the avian flu, a bird flu, and that we'd have to cull the entire flock, depending on the size of the farm, which meant thousands or even tens of thousands of birds. The owners were told the Department of Agriculture would reimburse them, but I don't know if that ever happened, Kurtzler said. So your people lied to egg and poultry farmers, deceiving them into believing their flocks were sick, destroying their fowl, and essentially bankrupting them out of business, Vice Admiral Crandall said. And Foxer said, basically, that's it. And FSIC inspectors just willingly went along with this agenda, Vice Admiral Crandall asked. We handpicked the ones we knew would, and they got a healthy bonus, Ketchler replied. While we appreciate your cooperation today so far, you've only incriminated yourself. Besides your word, do you have any evidence tying Deese to the conspiracy? While the admiral spoke, Deese sat quietly and expressionless at the defense table, and Ketchler said, only the documents I've already given you. Vice Admiral Crandall showed the panel text messages Deese had sent to Ketchner in June of 2022. They're getting smarter, and they have to. They're hiring independent testers. I have an idea. You must work with me on this. We'll start infecting the fowl, one message says. Ketchner said that FSIS inspectors serendipitously injected live avian influenza into chickens at an egg-laying farm in Nebraska. The inspectors were then given the virus time to incubate and spread before making a follow-up inspection by which the avian flu had infected the entire flock, giving FSIS legitimate cause to destroy thousands of birds. Why did you go along with Deese's plan? What motivated you? Admiral Crandall asked Ketchner. Brian Deese told me I was expected to follow orders, and I was given $5 million. I take responsibility for my actions, and I deeply regret what I've done, Kessler said. The admiral excused the witness, and the Zoom call went off. The Zoom screen went off. He then played an audio of conversation between Deese and the late Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Velsak, whom the military executed in May for ordering the destruction of food processing centers. On January 5th, 2022, Deese suggested that the Department of Agriculture agents visit poultry farms under the pressure of routine inspections and randomly test fowl for bird flu. When Velsak reported, "It's not a bad idea, but we're unlikely to find cases of bird flu," Deese said. "Of course you will. He wants us to," Deese said. In a later conversation, Deese told Velsak he had found a way to double the price of eggs by 2023. "Who cares if people starve or go broke? We won't," Deese said on the recording. Vice Admiral Crandall asked the panel to weigh the evidence, and the three officers who comprised the panel returned a guilty verdict without hesitation. They recommended that Deese be hung for treason for killing all those birds and starving Americans and driving up the price of food, of eggs and poultry. While the admiral said the gallows was ready and Deese could be hanged in 3 hours, Deese broke silence, shouting, "That's not enough time for me to file an appeal." Vice Admiral Crandall said, "Your appeal was denied the moment you betrayed the Republic." 3 hours later, Deese was dangling from a rope. A Navy physician pronounced him dead at 3:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 25th, 2023. Paul Ketchler's tribunal is scheduled for February 7th. Worldwide and around the clock, the White Hats are taking down the deep state's satanic evil. Russian special forces on Tuesday raided and destroyed adrenochrome farms near Ukrainian city Soltaka, where sinister forces tortured abducted Russian children to harvest fluid from their adrenal glands, said a Mar-a-Lago source who claims that the Russian President Vladimir Putin informed President Trump of the operation after his Spudnaz, the Russian Special Forces, had rescued 50 young kids from this ghastly laboratory. As reported earlier this year, Trump and Putin kept an open conduit of communication after the latter began his special military operation in Ukraine. Putin had assured Trump that his true impetus for deploying troops was to rid Eastern Europe of Western pestilence, meaning deep state-controlled bioweapons facilities and child trafficking rings, both of which Putin said at the time threatened Russian sovereignty. As time passed, their conversations became less frequent, but Putin has periodically updated Trump on his progress. The malign Russian president told Trump that FSB, Russian Special, which is Russia's Federal Security Service, had heard of the lab's existence and whereabouts and found out about a few more only a few days before he greenlit a mission to infiltrate the laboratory, collect evidence, save any children within, and utterly destroy the laboratory. 50 children were in the medical-induced coma when the Spetsas breached the lab and shot dead 8 technicians who had been mulling about inserting long needles into the kidney area of the comatose children. Each child was fastened to a metal gurney. Putin reportedly said he believed that the abductees were Russian children who had been kidnapped from cities and towns that straddle the Russian-Ukrainian border. He also said that two of the eight technicians were from the West. One was an American immunologist with ties to the National Institute of Health, and the other a Brit who worked in the UK Health Security Agency. Medical paraphernalia, beakers, tubing, syringes, microscopes, centrifuges, autoclaves, etc., have all come from supply companies in the United States. Putin inferred a theory that the deep state, with Volodymyr Luzinski's blessing, moved some or all of the adrenochrome refinements to Ukraine because they're afraid to do it in the United States anymore because the constitutionalist faction of the U.S. military or the White Hats are hunting them down. Then the refined product is shipped back to the U.S. and picked up by deep staters, picked up by deep staters visiting Ukraine. So it's either shipped to L.A., to Hollywood, or to the deep staters visiting Ukraine, or to other high-level people around the world. Putin added and told Trump, the deep state is irrepressible and therefore must be crushed, and boasted about crushing dozens of traitors within his own government. Traitors sometimes have accidental fall out the window, Putin said. They fall out of the window. He described the deep state as a universal malevolent entity bent on enslaving the planet and subjugating humanity to its conspicuous and pernicious whims. We're fighting the same enemy, Trump told him. But I need to be careful with what I say here, and especially now. I'm glad you saved those defenseless children. Adrenochrome has been a huge problem for a long time for all of us. Putin said his forces turned the adrenochrome lab to dust and reassured Trump that he will go after the other laboratories and that any stories of him gravely sick or dead were CIA propaganda. He's very much alive and active in this operation. Putin said the evil ones that do this to our children, President Trump, are vampires, and we're getting them all, Putin promised. Western governments want their citizens to believe that Volodymyr Luzinski needs foreign funding, cash, and weapons to defeat or demoralize Russian forces or to eviscerate to the point where they disobey Vladimir Putin's orders and forever flee Ukrainian soil. For nearly a year, Zelensky has begged incessantly for arms and cash. He's pleaded his case to the criminal Biden regime, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and any other NATO country that will listen to him to give him resources to finance his war against what he's called Russian aggression and Russian oppression. Since 2014, the United States has committed $24 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, excluding $21 billion the U.S. sent over last year. Zelensky has an insatiable appetite for foreign aid. He has received British tanks, U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles, howitzers, mobile artillery rocket systems, Stinger surface-to-air shoulder-firing missiles, and a variety of anti-tank missiles, as well as a myriad of small arms and ammunition. Biden also gave lots of American dollars. On October 2022, the White Hat partition of the U.S. military arrested then-ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, after she had serendipitously delivered $2 billion to Ukrainian officials in Poland. That cash infusion was in addition to what the regime had put on public record. Brink's subsequent hanging, however, hasn't deterred the criminal administration from secretly funneling cash into Lozinski's greedy hands. The question is, why does Lozinski need cash when he's already getting Western weapons? Some monies were spent on foreign mercenaries in to augment his depleted army. Zelensky has also used American dollars to bribe Russian officials to turn on Putin. But those expenditures hardly account for the clandestine billions he's gotten from the U.S., U.K., France, and Germany. White hats and Russian intelligence share a plausible explanation of how a sizable chunk of all that cash is being spent. It is financing adrenochrome farms and laboratories. Yesterday, we learned Russian special forces destroyed adrenochrome labs, which I already reported to you, and they have rescued those 50 children. The FSB agents named Andrei Zarikov, that one of the children is an 8-year-old boy, told a horrific tale about how his captors inserted long needles into his torso while frightening him until his lungs ran out of air from screaming and crying. The boy recounted a repetitive cycle of sleeping and then waking up, seeing men hovering over him with long needles in their hands. Zakharov insisted that the Western deep state paid Lozinski to allow them to build adrenochrome warehouses in Ukraine because it had become too risky to maintain harvesting facilities in the United States. He believes there may be dozens of adrenochrome laboratories in the Ukraine and that the deep state is abducting scores of Russian children to supply an endless stream of adrenaline fluid. That's where the money's going, to get those kids and to build those adrenochrome labs. He said many Russian children disappear from homes and towns along the border, Zarikov mentioned, and at first we thought they were being taken to be sold into child sex slavery, but now we've seen some who were kidnapped because we rescued them from these adrenochrome laboratories. Producing adrenochrome, he added, is a complicated, time-consuming endeavor. Its adrenal fluid is distilled and then blended with synthetic opiates like oxycodone and fentanyl, and the refined product is an impermanent, but it, because it loses potency over time and must be kept chilled 36 degrees or colder Fahrenheit, and then it's warm to room temperature immediately before infusion or injection takes place. Zarikov claims adrenochrome produced in Ukraine is being flown in refrigerated containers to the U.S. and other Western nations. In September 2022, illegitimate Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced trip to Kiev in Ukraine, where he announced almost $3 billion worth of financial aid and weapons to help Ukraine and its neighbors during the Russian invasion. Zakharov said that the FSB has irrefutable proof that Blinken left Ukraine with hundreds of liters of adrenochrome, bringing cash and leaving with adrenochrome, he said. Adrenochrome is said to be an epidemic and political as far as its power over the Hollywood elites and other people in power and other tycoons that are billionaires who can afford it. And the recipients claim it prolongs life, wards off illness, invigorates sexual prowess. White hats say prolonged use of adrenochrome also causes psychosis, which Dr. Johnny will definitely verify that's exactly true. It's the worst addiction in the world, folks. It's more addicting than heroin, but the more you use it, the crazier you get. And after time, you need more and more frequently. As reported on April 2022, White Hats obliterated an adrenochrome warehouse in California. A source in General Eric E. Smith, M. Smith's office said, and my source had revealed that White Hats had found and destroyed three additional adrenochrome storage facilities. His statement gives credence to Zarkov's assertion that the deep state has relocated adrenochrome refinement overseas in the Ukraine, in Kiev. It's certainly possible they have resources to do that, and they know we're hunting them down. We still believe there are adrenochrome repositories here in the United States, but they're fewer and far between right now. We're still searching for them, according to General Smith's office. Ironically, they're waging war on fentanyl distribution while using it to make their adrenochrome, he added. The more they use, the more they need. It's worse than an addictive drug. If the Russians are fighting to get rid of adrenochrome, good for them. Maybe between our efforts, we can shut down the adrenochrome market, said Admiral Smith. The White Hats have been working steadily for at least 5 years to eliminate satanic practice. This satanic practice, they revealed their first discoveries on U.S. soil in October of last year while White Hats searching for alleged adrenochrome stockpile in Southern California got the shock of their lives when they breached an industrial warehouse in Chatsworth, San Fernando Valley, only miles from some of the wealthiest zip codes in the United States. They expected to find a commercial-grade freezer brimming with bags of chilled adrenochrome, a pharmaceutical cocktail that we have mentioned that they get from terrified children and extracting their adrenaline and then comprising it with synthetic opioids. But also they found instead of adrenochrome, they found livers, lungs, kidneys, and hearts, and yes, intestines that were incised from adolescent children. These were all little livers and little lungs and little kidneys and little hearts, folks. These are from kids. They found them all in refrigerators being stored. My source in General Smith's office said this is the sickest and most gruesome find we've ever made. Army Cyber Command received what is believed to be credible tip that adrenochrome injections and infusion bags were stored in Chatsworth Warehouse. Cyber Command sent details to General Berger and General Smith, who fed data and merited further investigation and deployment of U.S. Marine Corps scout sniper squads to surveil the warehouse and, if considered proper, penetrate the warehouse and eliminate the opposition and destroy the adrenochrome found on the premises. The following evening, a scout sniper platoon arrived at the warehouse and it appeared unguarded, unoccupied, and in disrepair. A single flood lamp splashed light on the vacant parking lot, and the warehouse doors were secured with a rusty chain and two large brand new padlocks. At first, I thought this could be the place, Marine said during the briefing, but I was sure we'd been given the wrong location. After we got inside, we wished it were the wrong place, the Marine said. We were absolutely aghast. One Marine was so nauseated, he vomited. The Marines used bolt cutters to break the shackles, and they tactfully entered the shadowy structure. They heard electric hum emanating from the array of chest freezers lining the rear wall behind switch on the flickering fluorescent lights fill the room, and with a unique buzz, they turn on the lights. In the center of the room sat four metal gurneys, each stained with dried blood, and what the Marines took bits of and saw bits of flesh. There were needles, vacuum, IV bags, scalpels scattered all about the floor. When Marines pried open the first freezers, they saw the unthinkable, hermetically sealed polyurethane bags, some covered with Hartfrost haze, held human organs, all from young human organs, had been surgically removed from their host. The bags were stacked atop each other, each with a date written with indelible ink, ostensibly indicated what evil parties had harvested and what the organs were. The refrigerator had 200 bags of whole blood, meaning it could have been spun in centrifuges to separate out from transfusible components, red cells and platelets and plasma. And inside a chest freezer, they found flawed, frozen corpses of two prepubescent girls who had been sliced open from stem to sternum. They had no blood. They had been absconsignated, which means they were bloodless. Someone had removed their organs and crammed their lifeless bodies into the freezer. The Marines made similar finds in other coolers and freezers. This is absolutely the most horrible scene we've ever come across. Our best guess is this is happening for a while, and whoever is doing this abominable thing in this place were probably tipped off. He also said the warehouse was leased to a medical manufacturer that does business with the federal government, and he would not disclose the name because the military is engaged in an effort to locate persons tied to the lease and all these operational procedures. Spilling and harvesting blood has always been a satanic practice, and it's ironic how the deep state took over our medical system to contaminate our blood supplies. But what they did was enrich their blood with adrenochrome for themselves. The cabal made it a point to make sure armed forces service members got the jab. And then after the House voted 350-80 in favor of repealing Lloyd Austin's unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all armed forces members, the White Hat petition of the U.S. military took it a step further by destroying blood donations made from vaccinated service members. They say with empirical evidence proves beyond a shadow of any doubt that although donors may not be present, you know, vaccine-related side effects, recipients of tainted plasma have had adverse reactions, including sudden death from contaminated blood of a vaccinated person. Case in point, Staff Sergeant William Wright, a healthy 36-year-old male stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas, was wounded during a training exercise to the point of needing a transfusion. Wright was not vaccinated. He had been fighting an arduous battle to obtain religious exemption. He was unconscious at the time and therefore couldn't ask whether the plasma entering his veins had been siphoned from a vaccinated person or not, but it was. Unbeknownst to Wright, the donor had been double-vaxxed and boosted. He seemed to recover. His vitals were normal and he was eating solid food but remained under observation at William Beaumont Army Medical Center at Fort Bliss and had enough strength to ask whether he'd been given vaccinated blood. When told he had, he protested, and 2 days later, Wright, still in the hospital, died suddenly from a major heart attack. A postmortem examination found that 11-inch blood clot filled his artery in his lungs. The White Hat Physician Movement claims that the criminal Biden administration has buried hundreds of similar reports that malign this precious vaccine. While unvaccinated patient receives vaccinated plasma, while statistics don't lie, what we've witnessed is an astronomical large number of troops present that present everything from mild to temporary to severe lasting side effects, in some cases death, from tainted blood. I'm personally aware of 12 men who needed a transfusion and vehemently objected to getting vaccinated plasma. They were told that they were government property and had no right to refuse it. A physician at Walmart Animal Army Medical Center at Fort Bragg said. On Thursday, a senior leadership at Walmart Army Medical Center reached a consensus to incinerate and destroy its stockpile of vaccine-contaminated blood, approximately 500 liters of refrigerated plasma, the whole blood that hadn't yet been spun in a centrifuge. News of the heroic act spread rapidly among White Hat community. Within hours, other military bases began torching and destroying their polluted vaccinated blood. Fort Meade, home of U.S. Cyber Command, destroyed its supply, as did Hunter Army Airfield and Fort Benning, both in Georgia. All told, 23 installations obliterated toxic vaccinated blood. It was a ripple effect, a wave, my source at Walmart Army Medical Center said. It only took us to start it, and now it's washed over all the joint bases of the country. There's no more tainted blood in our supply for our soldiers. We have an ace in the hole, my source said. Fortunately, the Marines resisted the mandate from the start, and we've been donating regularly. Roughly estimate of 150,000 unvaccinated Marines who can donate six times per year. The special operations units also refuse vaccination, and that's 43,000 men and women give or take. We won't have a shortage of unvaccinated blood anymore. We'll get more as new enlistees. We won't have vax people involved in any of this, and the only ones that contribute their blood are unvax soldiers, and we must protect our blood supply. We must protect our lives to win this fight. We have to be strong to rise in this new awakening era, folks. After all, it is the end of the Rockefeller rule and the beginning of the golden age of hydrogen. The surrender of the Rothschilds and the collapse of the Rockefeller stronghold over the United States of America Corporation will allow us to live like millionaires during this upcoming golden age of hydrogen. This is the big story behind all the news scenes that you're not reading about. You know, because you're always hearing about the U.S. debt limit being reached and all this and defeat of Ukraine, the takedown of the fake Biden administration, but you're not hearing about the age of hydrogen. The Rockefellers have used their control via over 200 foundations and their control, the Fortune 500 companies, to hide the fact that they are the real masterminds, the real puppets behind all the strings, behind the war in Ukraine, the attempted vaccine genocide, and much more. They are now being thrown under the bus. To understand their involvement and their imminent defeat, let's start by looking at the members of the so-called regime of the Joe Biden, mostly, you know, in the whole Joe Biden administration. They're all from the Council of Foreign Relations, nearly all of them. Nearly all of them are from the Council of Foreign Relations. Well, you know that's under direct Rockefeller control because the Rockefellers started the Council of Foreign Relations. The very first act of the Biden regime was to protect Rockefeller oil interests by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, which would have allowed the American people access to reliable oil supplies not controlled by the Rockefellers. The war in Ukraine as well can be seen as a Rockefeller attempt to force Europeans to buy oil and gas from them and not the Russians. We can see in Japan, the economic minister Hirohiro Tanaka, how he handed over all the power of Japan's stock market listed corporations to institutions controlled by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. And those include BlackRock and State Street and Banking and Vanguard. Japan was forced to hand over its corporations because it was being threatened with earthquake weapons. This was before Fukushima. And subsequent, you know, to the March 11, 2011 Fukushima mass murder attack on Japan, was also forced the country to shut down its nuclear power generation to buy oil from the Rockefellers. Years of research uncovering the fact that Rockefeller interests are behind many and probably all the crimes, including the spread of cancer. At the beginning of the 20th century, only one out of 19 people got cancer. Now it's one out of every two people have cancer. Needless to say, curing cancer is now one of the most profitable businesses of the pharmaceutical corporations that the Rockefellers control. They control Big Pharma. The recent pandemic and vaccine campaigns also leading record profits for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. They're also controlled by the Kazari Mafia families like the Rockefellers, mostly the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers also stifled human progress by suppressing energy technology and threatening their control via oil. That is why Nikola Tesla ended up in an impoverished prisoner in a hotel with nothing, penniless to his name, and all his technology was ripped off and suppressed, ripped off by the deep state and kept from the regular people. In the later years, Japanese solar panel manufacturers were forced to dump half of the solar panels they produce, while the price of silicon they bought was jacked up fivefold in order to prevent solar power from being competitive with oil. They also made it a mandate worldwide that if you build solar panels, it can only be 27% efficient. You can't build the really, you know, efficient solar panels, just like you can't have the real efficient carburetors on your car that will save you gasoline, and you can run for, you know, on 1 gallon of gas, you can run 150 miles on a, you know, improved carburetor. But the Rockefellers took that away too and made it illegal for all the car companies. They mandated across the board to every car company in the world that cars had to have no more savings than 30 to 40 miles a gallon. That was it. You know, any car that got better mileage than that was not allowed. And certainly you can adjust the carburetor to get over 150 miles a gallon, but they quit that from happening because all the car companies were under the control of the Rockefellers. So you burn more gas, so you buy more gas. Puts more money in the pocket of the Rockefellers. They've also done everything in their power to prevent the use of hydrogen as a cheap, non-polluting, and virtually limitless fuel. Over 70% of the cost of modern economic activity comes from energy, and the Rockefellers have been suppressing human progress to make sure that energy comes from expensive oil that they control and puts money in their pocket. The list of the Rockefellers' crimes is far too extensive to tell you on this show. The whole point is that recent world events are the result of an international alliance aimed at overthrowing the rule of the United States of America Corporation by the Rockefellers and the Khazaria Mafia. And let's not forget that the biggest default was January 19th of the U.S. Corporation. This was reported in the corporate propaganda news as the U.S. hitting the debt ceiling again at $31.4 trillion. However, notice that the day before this happened, Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve Board, tested positive for COVID and went into self-isolation. Oh, yeah. So she disappeared. Oh, yeah. He disappeared. Anyway, so this really means that he was either arrested or he went into hiding. We're also being told that the Polish intelligence of the United States, the United States has been cut off date for the U.S. dollar legal tender restrictions, and that will expire January 31st. The restrictions meant that any U.S. dollar bills printed before 2021 will no longer be accepted or legal tender anywhere in the world. This is a desperate attempt by the Rockefellers to prevent bankruptcy by forcing everyone to use digital central bank currencies they plan to issue. That's why they're cutting the dollar off, so they force you to use their digital currency. Instead, the world's going to cut off the Rockefellers by refusing digital currency that they produce after January 31st, and the bankruptcy of the Federal Reserve means the entire U.S. financial system is imploding. And I'll bring more of those financial details back after these messages from our sponsors.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations. be invasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories.
What do you believe?
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Dr. Johnny, and welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I was talking about how the bankruptcy of the Federal Reserve is imminent, which will mean the whole entire United States financial system is imploding. I've been looking at charts and shows of consumers maxing out their credit cards, the largest financial bubble in history, and plunging house prices, all show U.S. financial system is now dysfunctional. I know for a fact that the Bank of America is insolvent, and so is Wells Fargo. They are in Chapter 11, but it cannot be revealed to the public. They'll never say it. It will bring down the entire financial system, and the Bank of America's consumer who paid off his house mortgage and wanted a deed to his house, he went and wanted the deed. Branch manager told him he had to contact his bank's lawyers. They did not have it. The lawyers wouldn't give it to him. They said, "We don't have it." Oops. There are lots and lots of reports like that. And you see it appearing on Instagram and Reddit of problems with banks. For those who wish to confirm this, you just check it out. Most customers are missing money and are not getting answers. Neither are of these banks responded to queries about their bankruptcy, but the time, interestingly, among so many other accurate future forecasts, the Simpsons cartoon show predicted that the Bank of America running out of money on one show. It showed, oh, Bank of America is broke. On The Simpsons Show, in another sign, it's not business as usual. On the same day, Fed Chief Powell went into seclusion, like I said, you know, in isolation because of the COVID. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced she was going on a begging mission to Zurich, Switzerland to meet Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. Chinese media reported January 20th, talks ended early as Yellen, who displayed a lack of self-confidence, ended the talks early because she needed to catch a flight. She didn't get the money. In a hint, the Chinese were asking for huge concessions. The state media also said whether the door between China and the U.S. can be open will be a test of the state of mind. And Asian secret society sources said the Chinese are now aware they were subject to an electronic attack disguised as a pandemic by the Rockefeller-Rothschild-led Khazarian mafia and are demanding the criminals responsible to be arrested. So the Chinese are fed up with the Rothschilds and Rockefellers too. However, the Chinese need to also make sure they arrest criminals of their own country as well to make it all legit, in my opinion. A disturbing video from China shows what appears to be the borders and bodies on their borders, the bodies of children who had adrenochrome harvested from them. We would like the Chinese authority to issue a public statement explaining their version of what these videos shows. The U.S. should ask itself whether it's prepared. Needless to say, a majority of the population of the West is also demanding that top-level criminals be brought to justice. For example, Senator Ron Johnson, one of the many voices who publicly calling for a Nuremberg-style tribunal for the COVID cartel. Ron Johnson wants it to start. He wants it happening. The evidence of their crimes is overwhelming, he said. Secret Pfizer and government documents confirm millions have died worldwide due to the COVID vaccination. This is just the tip of the iceberg, since, as any African will tell you, that most of tens of millions of HIV/AIDS deaths were caused by vaccination. By the way, the AIDS virus, the HIV, that was a gain-of-function laboratory-grown virus as well. Multiple intelligence agency sources confirm war crimes tribunal for the Khazarian mafia leadership is now a certainty. Also facing justice are the Nazi war criminals in Ukraine. Last week, Russian forces killed 40,000 Ukrainian troops in the Donetsk region alone, according to Pentagon estimates. The Ukrainians also lost their interior minister and 16 other top officials in a helicopter crash last week. U.S. military expert Colonel Douglas McGregor says open source material shows Ukrainians have 150,000 dead and 300,000 wounded so far, comparing that to only 16,000 Russian casualties. That means Ukraine, with a much smaller population, is losing 8 troops for every Russian troop lost. Knowing the war is already lost, the Americans, Germans, and British refuse to send tanks to Ukraine. They also refuse because the criminals behind the Zelensky government would have just sold the state-of-the-art Western tanks to the Russians for them to reverse engineer. Polish intelligence sources agree. They note that last week over 50 American Chevrolet Tahoe SUVs donated to Ukraine by General Motors disappeared upon arrival in the country. They just sold them to Russia. Polish intelligence sources say that the desperate Nazi Ukrainian regime is now grabbing 14-year-old boys and old men off the streets to use as cannon fodder against the Russians. The question now is, will the Russians invade Switzerland after they finish with Ukraine? It's time. Switzerland is basically declaring war against Russia by threatening to seize Russian assets to use for Ukraine's reconstruction. As the head of the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs, Ignacio Cassis, said in an interview with Swiss radio and television released Thursday, Swiss President Arden Barset said, showed his country was no longer neutral with a speech at Davos last week attacking Russia with blatant lies. This means that unless the Octagon Group headquartered there surrenders, an invasion of Switzerland is inevitable. Because the Kazari Mafia has already taken over the Swiss government. MI6 sources say the Rothschilds are negotiating such a surrender, but the process will take time. They said real changes might start after the coronation of King Charles III in June. In the U.S., real change has already begun. The public removal of the fake Biden administration from power is continuing with an avalanche of scripted stories about classified documents being found in Biden's home garage and in the wrong places in his car trunk and so forth. We also note that the Kazari Mafia propaganda media like CNN is starting to go off the reservation by reporting more horrific crimes by the long-dead Biden and his son Hunter. Furthermore, a sign that corporate propaganda media is losing the information war, CNN is losing its Atlanta headquarters, and another sign of the Kazarian Mafia surrender. Ha! I love it. CNN is losing its Atlanta headquarters. With the removal of Biden inevitable, the rats have started to abandon a sinking ship, with the White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain being missing. We also note that the Council of Foreign Relations stooge Kamala Harris cannot legally replace Biden because her parents were not American citizens. She was an anchor baby. We also note that other election stealers are being arrested or removed. Here you see we see Katie Hobbs wearing a boot. Even though Katie Hobbs claimed her victory, she's now wearing a boot. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hurt my ankle. Oh, well, all that means is she has a GPS piece of jewelry on her ankle, and she's wearing a boot to hide it. She's under White Hat Alliance military arrest, my sources say. Also, New Zealand's cross-dressing Prime Minister Jack Ardern has announced he resigned. Jack's replacement, Christopher Hipkins, is forcing everybody in all the Kiwis to get vaccines, or they'll be hunted down. He's getting ruthless. It's just a little bitty island, so he's forcing everybody to get a vaccination. Zealanders, in order to desperately cause the government to implode, you know, they may revolt, but there's not enough of them. The world's power elite, known as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, have lost, which is why most of them canceled at the last minute their plans to visit Davos World Economic Forum. You look at the audience, and the seats are half empty. When the Prime Minister of Spain came and made a speech, there was hardly anybody there to listen to him. The bloodline elite will not have anything going on in June to carry out the reforms because the peasants are out in force with the modern-day internet-connected mobile pitchforks. They're taking pictures of all of them with their mobile phones. It's amazing. In Madrid, a huge crowd demands resignation of its government. In Paris, France, millions are marching to protest the fact that their pensions are being stolen. Similar riots are protesting skyrocketing food and energy crises are breaking out all over Europe. In Peru, also, the Incas, the Indians, have come back and resumed the war to free their country from 500 years of rule. The old Inca capital, Machu Picchu, has been closed due to anti-government protests, leaving hundreds of tourists stranded near the Inca citadel. Amid a deadly upheaval, the police are out in force, but they can't control the mobs. Well, folks, it's just, you know, I remember as a kid, they were protesting about, you know, teachers not being paid enough and all this. And, you know, right now we see all over the world's news that everything is coming out. All these people are coming out and they are starting to catch on. And this time will be different because, you know, the entire Peruvian population is now risen against their controllers. These Incas are coming out in mass. You know, it's an old tale. I've been to Peru, and it's an old tale. They're talking about Spanish rule and everything, and they're tired of it being under this draconian control. It started with Spain and the conquistadores coming in there, invading their country, and it never got any better as the centuries went by. What is important is that these protesters do not end with the elites cutting off the lizard's tail in order for them to escape. A few servants, so-called leaders of the mob, are still protesting. That is still ongoing. We need to see real reform, and that means overthrowing the Rothschilds and their stranglehold on our energy. If the West does not do that, Asia will, just like the solar power. China is now defying the Khazarian mafia blockage of hydrogen technology, and China is now developing hydrogen-powered cars and hydrogen-powered aircraft. Everything on hydrogen power, we're now seeing hydrogen being extracted from the seawater. It's unlimited, the amount of hydrogen available, and you burn it in the engine, and the exhaust is clean air and water vapor. It's hard to underestimate the impact of hydrogen and other new technologies that we have, and China is now developing that and moving it ahead faster than anybody can. That nobody can stop them. Before, the Rothschilds used to stop them. They're not listening to the Rothschilds anymore. They're not listening to the Rockefellers anymore. They don't want Rothschild or Rockefeller oil anymore. They're going to hydrogen power. And this will allow humanity to expand life on this planet like a seed growing to a big old tree. Excuse me. Take a little sip of water here. Dr. Johnny's thirsty. With this hydrogen revolution, you know, China's going to lead the way because the West is not going to catch up. China's already developing this. We'll be able to turn the desert and Arctic wastelands into green new ecosystems, not only on the surface, but underground and in space, and basically increase the amount of Earth's life exponentially. The only constraint is to making more carbon-based life will be the amount of carbon, and there's plenty of that. Immortality is also within our reach. You know, Dr. Johnny's been taking people out of the country to get stem cells to extend their life journey to make their golden years more pleasant and enjoyable. I just got back from a trip a few weeks back, and I just was in touch with several of my people that I helped to get stem cells. They're all doing so much better. They're so happy. But we have new events on the horizon that could be really good. For example, the San Diego-based company Rejuvenate Bio injected mice with a DNA-altering substance that led them to believe to, you know, expand human life longer than 6 or 20 years. The findings point to a way to drive the animal's age forwards and backwards at will. I'm telling you, this CRISPR technology is incredible. This is gene altering, gene editing, and it'll help you live longer and stronger. This is one of the most recent examples of the life prolonged technology, and in the past that have been suppressed by the Syrian mafia and the Rockefellers. So many other such breakthroughs have been buried in the past, but now will be developed. Dr. Johnny is working on these new technologies as we speak. In other words, attaining lifespans of thousands of years will be technically possible within a few years, once the Rockefellers and the Khazaria Mafia lose control of the financial system, which is happening very soon. However, before we celebrate prematurely, remember the Khazaria Mafia is almost certainly planning something horrific in order to stay in power. Who knows? It could be an alien invasion. That would be their next trick. For example, in December 2020, a news presentation by the NBC is still pushing on the internet now. It says that former Israeli head of space programs said Galactic Federation is real and Trump knew about it and blah, blah, blah. It sure looks like the Khazaria Mafia are preparing the sheet for an alien invasion. Whether Khazaria and Puffett nuke entire cities or countries and say the aliens did it or not remains to be seen. But the deep state wants you to think the aliens are our enemy, but right now I'm worried about the cabal, not the aliens. The aliens have never been our enemy. The deep state cabal is our enemy. That's who we need to worry about. Just know that secret deals have been struck between an Earth Alliance of spacefaring nations and extraterrestrial organizations for major disclosures to happen this year, 2023, concerning the existence of secret space programs and extraterrestrial life. Senior military and government officials are participating in a clandestine meeting behind in highly held classified facilities, the news of which is being released as a part of a plan to accelerate the official disclosure. In addition, insiders report ancient underground civilizations now plan to increasingly reveal themselves to the surface humanity in 2023. It's all happening this year, folks. Meanwhile, the awakening of the giants in their status chambers, they're going to come awake again. They've been in deep sleep, in hibernation. The intervention of cedar extraterrestrials and the return of Inki faction of the Anunnaki will also ramp up events in 2023 with a colossal disclosure ramifications. In the midst of all this, the U.S. Congress has for the first time given protection to whistleblowers to reveal the truth about the UFOs to the newly created All-Domain Anonymous Resolution Office. This is just created. It's called All-Domain Anonymous Resolution Office. This will also help bring more truth and technology to the people. Meanwhile, the unprecedented growth in public discontent over rigged elections, the refugee crisis, mismanaged economics, political censorship, the Ukrainian war, etc., 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 people are not happy, is leading to an unprecedented collapse of the deep state control participating a global revolution. are precipitating global. Simply put, the truth revelations are causing a mass awakening. The deep state's imminent collapse will facilitate major disclosures in 2023 about secret space programs and extraterrestrial life that have long been the crown jewels of the global control system. In upcoming shows of the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, I will review the incredible changes happening behind the scenes and provide to you the details of how these are part of an unfolding disclosure plan developed by the right white hats and the positive extraterrestrial alliances. Be prepared for some amazing revelations about what's going to happen in the very near future, months away. We're truly living in remarkable times. Now just know that I'm going to be revealing to my patients and my patients first this new technology to live life longer with more pleasure and more comfort. Right now, I've already been implementing my stem cell programs with my patients. I have to take them out of the country for that. They pay me. I take them down to see the doctors. There's several countries I go to that are out of this country that they don't have it here in this country. But you can get these stem cells, and these are truly the fountain of youth and rejuvenating for so many illnesses and problems that we're having with our joints, with our heart, with our lungs, with our mind, with our dementia, with our, you know, all these things can be helped with stem cells right now. Dr. Johnny is helping his patients do that right now. It all boils down to the Master Survivor Program. If you want to become a Master Survivor, then you are listening at the right place right now. America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. The HTMA, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, is the number one starting point of the Master Survivor Program, and it provides a roadmap for better health. Therefore, by following the Master Survivor Program, your performance benefits are enormous. I want to give you 6 points of how the HTMA, this simple, I need hair, I need $226, I need you to put your pertinent information, your name and age and so forth, or you're pregnant or not, on the form, and send me that hair, that check, and that form, and I'll put it in the lab, and I'll get you back your HTMA, your hair tissue mineral analysis, and we can start by getting your life back on track immediately. And I want to review 6 points of how that helps you or an athlete or anyone to get in better shape mentally and physically. This is where it all starts with the HTMA. Number one, following the HTMA roadmap will improve mental clarity and focus. The brain is a chemical organ and requires a vast array of nutrients for proper functioning. All toxic metals interfere with central nervous system, leading to an impaired mental function. These toxic metals can be eliminated following the roadmap of the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, the higher tissue mineral analysis. This will be correct biochemical imbalances and leads to improved mental focus and functioning. Coordination, clarity, awareness, judgment, and quick response time after a major part of any kind, whether you're an athlete or not, any kind of performance, balancing the mineral levels of all the cells, including the brain, by following the diet and supplement schedule will give you the edge that you need to have that better workout or win that race. Number two. Following the HTMA roadmap will provide prevention of injury and burnout. Chronic fatigue and burnout physiology are common conditions among athletes and other people who push themselves at the gym when they push themselves past their limit. Particularly later in the season, colds and flu and pneumonia and other illnesses will plague many athletes, especially those who travel and train and work out hard. The HTMA report identifies your stress level and shows ways to improve that by following the diet and supplement schedule. By correcting the stress levels before things go downhill, you will help recover quicker. It'll help you recover quicker and get more rest and maintain that competitive edge because you sleep better. You wake up with a more sound sleep, from a sound sleep. Number three. Following the HTMA roadmap will create a strong immune system and provide more resistance to infection and maintain a healthy, balanced body chemistry and more availability of a variety of vital nutrients. Nutritional imbalances cause weak joints, tendons, and ligaments, excessive inflammation, and muscle tears. Properly balancing body chemistry can help avoid injuries by maintaining stronger and more flexible ligaments, tendons, and muscles. Staying on the HTMA diet and supplement schedule will keep you balanced in the mineral ratios and speed recovery from any fractures, sprains, strains, or muscle fatigue. Number four. Following the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis roadmap will bring improved recovery from workouts and injuries. A low sodium potassium ratio and or an abnormal phosphorus level is associated with excessive protein breakdown or catabolism. A chronic catabolic state can impair or even prevent normal healing of sports injuries. The body requires many nutrients for healing injuries, including zinc, manganese, copper, calcium, magnesium, and a variety of vitamins, all in their proper balance, while the corrected nutrition amounts and combinations, the healings will result and improve rapidly. Number five. Following the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis roadmap will show the safe use of dietary supplements, getting only what your body needs. Most athletes take a variety of nutritional supplements. I think Dr. Johnny believes too many, some of which are unnecessary, incorrect, or may be dangerous. One problem is they may be getting too much of two or more vitamins or minerals. A thorough assessment and analysis of the diet of the athlete, as well as that workout partner, nutritional mineral balance and toxic load provides, that this shows on the reports, and it shows important parameters to help determine the correct supplementation needed to balance and enhance body chemistry. Only the HTMA can tell the exact amounts of food and supplements you need. So you get just what you need, not too much, not too little, just what you need. That way your body has less work to do and it stays healthier. Number six, following the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis roadmap, is the best weight management tool because the body will balance out on its own and get your weight under your control. I have people underweight and I have people overweight. And once they started the HTMA, their weight comes back naturally. Either they lose a few pounds or they gain a few pounds. They say, Dr. Johnny, this is incredible. Stubborn problems with food cravings and weight control plague some athletes because They have too much of some elements and not enough of others. Consequently, professional athletes have shorter lifespans and eat a lot of calories while training. And then when they stop training hard, they keep eating the same way because they're hungry. Their appetite demands it. And they stay out of balance, but they put on those extra pounds. The HCMA, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, provides specific data that when followed can assist with both weight gain and weight loss depending on where you are, as well as eliminating the arthritis and joint problems by offering a scientific and individualized plan solving the problem safely and effectively. Many of my listeners don't realize what my patients do. Many of my listeners don't realize that we also do the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HCMA, for horses and dogs. So if you're worried about your furry four-legged member of the family, or your dog or horse competes in shows or races, there's no better way to keep them in the winner's circle than following their diet and supplement schedule based on their HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, for horses and dogs. Both canine and equine will have shiny, healthy coats and quick responses to commands because their stress has been minimized. Some of my four-legged clients have won AKA Blue Ribbons and have placed in top winners of the Breeders' Cup. I got one guy, he's in Lexington. He says, well, we want to win, but we always are in the top 10. Dr. Johnny, this is fantastic. I'm sticking with it. We've got that edge. The price for canine and equine HTMA is $240, and you get a comprehensive report. Most of my clients tell me that their dog or horse are all natural and refuse to give them vaccines, and they want that HTMA. They want that analysis and mineral profile so we can determine what's lacking in their diet and what they need. The HTMA is the most valuable diagnostic to find the right foods to help you, your dog, or your horse. Regrettably, folks, I'm sorry. I must tell you, we don't do HTMA for cats. My apologies, but no feline testing. Now, what's so marvelous about all this, about the HTMA, see, you're getting your cells balanced. All 70 trillion of your cells. That's all the minerals balanced in all your cells. But the most important thing, besides getting your cells balanced, is your digestive tract balance. Whether we're talking about horses or dogs, or whether you're talking about yourself, you want to have a good digestive tract because that is 50% or more of your immunity response. And that is number two on the Master Survivor Program. Number one is the HCMA Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis. And number two is the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit. It's probably some of the biggest secrets that mainstream media is hiding from you, that what we need more than anything else is a balanced microbiome. Now, the first thing that's destroyed by fast food is your microbiome. Go figure. You see, all those additives and chemicals and everything in the commercial products, commercial beers and wines and McDonald's and all those Mac lattes and Starbucks. It's got all these sweeteners and anti-caking agents and anti-mold agents. And these things have glyphosate in them, amongst many other chemicals. And that kills off many of the valuable microbes in your microbiome. this is the critical part of the Master Survivor Program, because having a balanced microbiome maintains your immunity strength, and you will never get sick if you have a balanced microbiome. You can do this by getting the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, which is number 2 under the Master Survivor Program. All you got to do is go to TheMasterSurvivor.com. That's T-H-E, MasterSurvivor.com, TheMasterSurvivor.com, and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program, and you'll see number 1, HTMA, and number 2, the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. That comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. I work with 5 independent world-class laboratories, folks. In the Master Survivor Program, I'm bringing you the work from 2 of these major laboratories. We have the human studies showing that the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit balanced the microbiome and get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 9 months. More than half our immunity response is in the gut, and so by doing the 3R's program, your gut will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. Now, if a patient has special needs, look no further on the Master Survivor Program than number 3. Right on my website. Number 1 is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Scroll down, you'll see number 2 is the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit to balance your gut. And number 3 is for patients who have special needs, need that little extra work. It's right there under number 2. Now, I have the ones, you know, with special needs, and for them, I've got the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. This is a 2-year personal program where you will be working directly with Dr. Johnny with over 40 years of laboratory experience training medical doctors as your guide to help you be persistent and determined with your Master Survivor Program. The first step is a decision to become a Master Survivor. And to do the full Master Survivor Program, that's number 1, which is HTMA, and number 2, the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. And once you've made up your mind to be a Master Survivor and do the full Master Survivor Program, then Dr. Johnny will be there as your guide through any healing plateaus to keep you moving forward with your recovery program. And it's right there under number 3. You pay me $360 to work with you for 2 years. Part of this healing journey, becoming a Master Survivor, is learning new concepts and changing into new habits to get you health that's not found anywhere before or anywhere else. Dr. Johnny's the only one that has this. Every step of the way, you, the patient, will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. You will be stepping into a whole new world. You see, protecting the purity of the science and tradition has always been my top priority. The highest standard operating procedure is how I ran my lab, and it's how I help my patients today. So the full Master Survivor Program has only 2 laboratory therapies. Number 1, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. And number 2, the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. To get started with the full Master Survivor Program, for both laboratories' therapies, it's less than $600. It's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. This is only available to you on my website, TheMasterSurvivor.com. And you can pay for it right there with your credit card. So go to TheMasterSurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. And you'll see number 1, HTMA, and number 2, the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. And if you want to send Johnny a note, you have a message or whatever, then just go to TheMasterSurvivor.com and see the little blue tab on the top right-hand corner that says Consultation. click on it, you just fill out the form, and send Johnny a note. It comes right to my email box. I'll get back with you and answer your questions. So just remember that, themastersurvivor.com. Look at the top right-hand corner of the website. There's a blue tab that says consultation, and just fill out the form, and I'll get right back to you to answer your questions. There's no better way to rise above the suffering of humanity than to lift yourself out of its own misery. A dream bigger than any of us. One that no one can criticize. One that can never be tarnished. Becoming a master survivor is that dream. A proven therapy backed by laboratory science and honed for over 40 years into a flawless, daily, simple discipline designed to get the right foods to bring about a balanced, healthy body and mind. Then you will be ready for this new world, this new great awakening. But many are not aware of this dream, or are they aware of their God-given freedom. Many will never realize they have the power right in their hand to keep their body healthy and their mind free from tyranny. We have too many distractions and exposed to too many lies, all designed to take your free will and rational judgment away, and then you become a slave. All it takes is a little bit of knowledge and truth to rise above the mind control. Just know they get everyone vaccinated, then everyone will be herded and controlled 100% by artificial intelligence and kept in a pen by robots. They will keep them locked up in this three-dimensional consciousness. In their new transhumanist world dream, this is their goal. You have to understand that these technocrats want to own everything. All life, all genetics, all chemical reactions, all procreation. Then the technocrats' goal for themselves, the very few on the top, is to merge with AI so they can live and rule the earth and beyond forever. But they're not going to get away with it, ladies and gentlemen. They think their new smart cities are going to be set up soon in New York City, Minneapolis, and Seattle and Portland. Just look at their actions of Mayor Cuomo and other governors in these districts. These sections are to be designated as opportunity zones. These are where the futuristic smart cities will be. And these technocrats fit right into the new reset and the Green New Deal, who no longer want carbon-based life forms, that's you and me, humans, to live on the planet. They want silicon-based AI to take over. The few humans left will be part of the grid in the smart cities. They have already sold this idea to the younger generations because it's clean and green. Oh, isn't that so nice? Oh, that's just so good. By getting everyone vaccinated and getting everyone on the universal income, they soon move away and into the smart cities rent-free. You won't need a car because everything will be delivered to your door or within a 15-minute walk. It's an open prison camp. Total dependent living. You will no longer be independent or free thinker anymore. Remember what the globalists said. You will own nothing and be happy. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want that? The only thing stopping the deep state from taking over our world right now is the patriots, the Constitution, Donald Trump, and free will to become a master survivor. Remember, their end game is to vaccinate everybody which is essentially a death sentence, and then when most people are gone, they can control the rest of the masses. Remember, you can opt out of the vaccine. It is classified and distributed under emergency use authorization only, and this is experimental use, so nobody can make you take the vaccine. They can intimidate you into doing it. They can mandate you to do it, but legally they can't make you do it. I will never get vaccinated. I think it's a wise thing not to do so. To destroy their end game is by not getting that vaccine, then everything else they're doing to control us is meaningless. There will never be their great reset. The reality is there that there will be a great awakening, and it's happening right now. No one can stop that. What's really important is for you to get your health and your rational thinking back above everything else, because you need your body and your mind in good shape and under your control, and then you are much better positioned to say no to the COVID test or vaccine. So become a master survivor today. And believe me, you don't want a test or a vaccine. The laboratory science is now available to you. All I need is some hair and $226. Clinical laboratory testing is one of the most powerful resources we can have at our disposal if we use it in the right way. I don't want to take your blood. All I want is your hair and $226, and I'll give you a report back with all your chemistry with the right foods to follow so you don't get sick again. That is what it is to be a master survivor, is never getting sick again. So go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor Program, and you'll see under the Master Survivor Program, number one and number two, that's all you need. It's less than $600 to become a full Master Survivor. It's so important to get your body and your mind under your control. So now's the time to become a master survivor. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years of experience, I want you to have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and be healthy. Like I said earlier in the show, I work with 5 world-class laboratories, and right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. This is the dietary therapy, that balances all 70 trillion of your cells. It's so effective that most doctors don't use it because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy. That's the difference. Because then you have your body and your mind under your control. And that's the HTMA. You get the right foods and supplements to take to get your body and your mind under your control with all the minerals balanced and all 70 trillion your cells. The second part is the number two Master Survivor Program is the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. Under number two, under themastersurvivor.com, scroll down to the Master Survivor Program. Click on the Master Survivor Program. Number one is HCMA, and number two is the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit that comes from the microbiome laboratories. Why is that so important? Well, many don't realize it is in our mainstream diet that it disrupts our microbiome horribly. It disrupts with medication. It disrupts with cosmetics. It disrupts even the tampons and pads. Those disrupt. Smoking disrupts our microbiome. Disinfectants, those household, deodorizers, to put the scent out in the air, that disrupts your microbiome. Antacids disrupt your microbiome. The Western diet is notorious for disrupting your microbiome. Those fast food that you get with all the chemicals and additives and flavorings. Pesticides disrupt your microbiome. Conventional mouthwash, don't do Listerine, folks. Conventional mouthwash disrupts your microbiome. Using a microwave oven disrupts your microbiome. Microwaves destroy microbes. Sugar and artificial sweeteners disrupts your microbiome. We need that total gut restoration kit to help so many people get over their food allergies by sealing up their leaky gut. And then they can start eating after 90 days on the program of the Total Gut Restoration Kit, number 2 under the Master Survivor Program. They can start eating the foods that they were once allergic to. We have the human studies showing the 3 R's balances the microbiome, gets rid of leaky gut in less than 9 months. So then you can start eating the foods that you're once allergic to. This is so important because you may be allergic to some foods, but those foods may be the very ones you need. You go, oh, I can't eat that because the doctor says I'm allergic to. Well, just think about it. It's by design. All those pesticides and things that were toxins were taken in destroy certain microbes and make us allergic to certain foods that are really what we need. That further makes us weaker because we're not getting the foods we need. So the full Master Survivor Program has only 2 laboratory tests. Number 1, the HTMA hair tissue mineral analysis, and number 2, the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. To get started with the full Master Survivor Program, that's less than $600, both laboratory therapies at your fingertips. It's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. It's all available with a credit card. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and click on the Master Survivor Program. And you can access both of these laboratory therapies right at your fingertips. I want everybody to become a Master Survivor, be strong, and not get sick again. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my 3rd annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.